USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar has opened up a criminal investigation against individuals who lured 48 illegal immigrants from the Migrant Resource Center in San Antonio, Texas.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have.
As Hurricane Fiona heads back up into the Atlantic Ocean with winds up to 105 miles per hour, it leaves behind some devastation. At least two people died in Puerto Rico directly related to the storm. The system is projected to become a Category 4 by Wednesday, again over the ocean, and is expected to miss mainland United States and skirt past Nova Scotia, Canada, over the weekend. The Federal Reserve will likely raise its target federal funds rate by another 0.75 percentage point at its meeting this week to combat inflation. This will continue to cost you more for your credit cards, car loan, mortgage, student debt, and savings account. The U.S. Central Bank has already raised interest rates 4 times this year to combat red-hot inflation for a total of 2.25 percentage points. Kathleen Hayes from Bloomberg.
And you need to get ahead of inflation. Stamp on it hard while the economy still has the strength not to be completely stamped out. Maybe you then could open the door to a smaller November rate hike, that 50 basis point hike, because you're starting to get under control.
If you've been watching the eastern skyline in the early morning this week, you've been seeing a planet as bright as Venus, but it's not. The solar system's most massive planet, Jupiter, will make its closest approach to Earth for 59 years on Monday. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
One lawmaker on the Homeland Security Committee finds it laughable that Democrats are asserting Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis brought forth an inhumane treatment to 50 illegal immigrants last week when the governor sent them to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax is the Republican from Florida.
When you have an open border policy, it's open season. So every single person that comes across the border, they are paying a member of the cartel, which is just further enriching them, making them more and more powerful to the point where now cartels control 40% of Mexico as we know. That is a direct report from our own Department of Defense, and that is something that should concern everyone, not just Americans, but everyone in Central and South America and globally.
How many hours does it take to become a co-pilot in the United States?
The FAA is turning down a proposal to cut the number of hours required to become a co-pilot in half. Prompted by a pilot shortage, the FAA said it's of greater public interest to keep the amount of aviation education needed to maintain safety. The current 1,500-hour rule came to be after a fatal crash in Buffalo, New York in 2009. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A Russian missile blasted a 6-foot crater 300 meters from a nuclear reactor in southern Ukraine on Monday. Ukrainian authorities denounced the move as an act of nuclear terrorism. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.